This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 9th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and sunny. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a gentle breeze. In Haifa, the temperatures are pleasant, making it a lovely day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Maariv reports, in the last 24 hours, Iran launched missile barrages towards Israel, and in response, the IDF attacked strategic targets in Iran. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes that the IDF struck Hamas's naval police headquarters, killing several terrorists. Also this hour, JNS reports the IDF hit Hamas's naval police HQ in southern Gaza, killing a cell commander. Separately, I-24 News highlights Israeli ministers clashing during cabinet debates on Iran and Lebanon, with Ben-Gvir and Dichter expressing differing views. And finally, Axios reports Israel struck Iranian military targets, marking a new phase in the conflict since the April 8 ceasefire. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that the IDF has eliminated an armed terrorist who crossed into Israel from Lebanon. Raylan Givens, a commentator, also posted minutes ago about a Hezbollah terrorist crossing the border and being engaged by the IDF. Palestinian Media Watch, an independent monitoring group, posted earlier that the Palestinian Authority blamed Israel for Iran's attack, questioning the PA's stance. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Iranian conflict, Maariv reports that Iranian missile barrages targeted Israel, prompting a significant IDF response. This escalation highlights the fragile ceasefire and ongoing regional tensions. The developments raise concerns about further instability in the region. Turning to Gaza, the Jerusalem Post details that the IDF strike on Hamas's naval police headquarters aimed to dismantle their rebuilding efforts. This move underscores the ongoing conflict as Hamas continues to pose a threat. Civilians in the region face increased risks amidst these military operations. Meanwhile, according to I-24 News, Israeli ministers are divided over responses to Iran and Hezbollah. Internal disagreements reveal challenges in forming a unified strategy. The cabinet's decisions will likely impact future military and diplomatic actions on the economic front. First, Maariv Business reports mixed trends in Tel Aviv markets, with the TA 35 index dropping by 0.4% and the insurance index plunging by 2.1%. Investors remain cautious due to the fragile ceasefire with Iran. Separately, Walla Business highlights Tomer Avnon's remarkable recovery from massive debts. Facing threats from drones, he managed to repay 300 million shekels to creditors, showcasing resilience in Israel's business landscape. And finally, Globes provides a snapshot of recent real estate deals across Israel. Transactions in cities like Herzliya and Modi'in indicate a dynamic property market despite regional uncertainties. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.